A while back I wrote an article based on the book Autopsy of a Deceased Church, 2014. The subtitle was less discouraging, 12 Ways to Keep Yours Alive. The same author, Tom Rayner, more recently wrote a sequel called Anatomy of a Revived Church, 2020. He covers similar material but focuses not only on what makes churches die or live but also on the why. His research is revealing. A healthy anatomy. Rayner identifies 7 key factors that helped declining and dying churches to revive, live and even thrive. Asterisk accepting responsibility. This requires humility and teachability. It's always easier to blame someone, or something, else for the problem. Rayner calls it, the blame game. Some common targets are, others' churches, the worship and music style, the pastor, the denomination, the community, and changing demographics. Asterisk overcoming the traps of tradition. Rayner admits that some traditions can be good but that others can become harmful, idols. Some, sacred cow, traditions can be worship music and style, the order and times of worship, the role and function of the pastor and committees, certain programs, the building and specific rooms, business meetings and staff positions. All of the above should be reviewed occasionally for their relevancy and effectiveness. Those which are no longer useful should be changed or replaced. Asterisk expanding the scorecard. This simply means counting or keeping track. Helpful scorecards are attendance at worship and small groups, giving, conversions and ministry involvement. The reason for counting is accountability, not obsession with numbers. Asterisk committing to powerful prayer. Rayner writes, prayer preceded and sustained revitalization. A renewed prayer emphasis often begins with a few prayer warriors who are consistent and persistent. Prayer shows our dependence on God and He blesses and honors as a result. Asterisk dealing with toxins. Rayner found that toxic church members are usually rare, thankfully, but can be unusually harmful. They are often very critical and negative, disruptive and divisive, and have strong personalities. Although painful, these destructive members need to be confronted. Matthew chapter 18 verses 15 to 17 tells us how. Some may repent and change, some will get angry and leave. Asterisk seeking silver bullets no more. A silver bullet refers to a quick, magical, mystical solution, which doesn't exist. The attitude begins with the phrase, if only we had. It concludes with words like, another pastor, more money, better music or facility, and different location. Revived churches reject the simplistic, silver bullet theory. Asterisk choosing meaningful membership. Rayner encourages churches to move from meaningless to meaningful membership. In many churches, this begins with a membership class which includes vital information, clear expectations, attendance, giving, service, and required assimilation, active involvement in some kind of ministry. In each of the above chapters, Rayner gives examples of churches which responded in humble, healthy ways and saw their churches revive. The bottom line. Rayner began his book by citing a 2005 article entitled, Change or Die, by Alan Deutschman. In his medical research, the author discovered that when doctors advised lifestyle changes, such as new eating and exercise habits, to very sick patients, an astounding 90% did not want to make them. In effect, they chose to die, and did. Rayner makes the obvious connection with very sick churches. He summarizes the choice very concisely, change or die. Those who choose to die choose tradition, comfort and personal preferences over change. Those who choose to live choose a willingness to change, learn and grow as God leads them to renewed spiritual health. In each case, the basic attitude of the church changed from selfish to selfless, inward focused to outward focused. They became more missional, concerned about the practical and spiritual needs of their community. The book concludes with these encouraging words. The good news is that we are discovering thousands of churches that are making the decision to live. The great news is that one more church can be added to their number. That church can be your church. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.